Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we are talking about a case called Clajon Gas Co. LP versus Commissioner. It was decided in 2004 by the U.S. Court of Appeals, 8th Circuit, and it added another strong win for taxpayers who own natural gas gathering systems. Here is what was going on. Clajon Gas owns 6 natural gas gathering systems in Texas. These systems collected raw gas directly from wells. The IRS and Clajon disagreed about how long the company could depreciate these assets. The tax court said Clajon was not a gas producer, so it gave the systems a 15-year transportation life instead of the 7-year production life. The appeals court did not agree. It reversed the tax court's decision. Following earlier rulings in Duke Energy and Saginaw Bay, the 8th Circuit said gathering systems should be classified by what they do. These systems were used to collect raw gas from wells. That function put them in asset class 13.2. That class has a 7-year recovery period. The court explained why. Splitting identical assets into different classes just because one owner is a producer and another is not would create unfair rules. Depreciation should depend on what the asset does, not who owns it. If 2 systems do the same work, they should follow the same rules. This case matters because now 3 federal appeals courts agree. Function decides the asset class for gas gathering systems. That makes it very hard for the IRS to argue otherwise in similar cases. When a study cites Duke Energy, Saginaw Bay, and Clajon together, it shows a clear pattern. 3 circuits, 3 rulings, all saying the same thing. For midstream energy companies, this is helpful. Even if a company is not a producer, its gathering systems can still get the 7-year life. As long as the systems clearly collect raw gas from wells, the function over ownership rule applies. But this does not go further. Transmission or distribution pipelines are different. Those move process gas and stay in transportation classes. A study must also prove the function. The court in Clajon focused on the system's role in production. If your pipes serve the production process, they may qualify for the faster write-off. But if they serve later stages, they do not. The case does not cover equipment like dehydration or treatment units. Those were not part of the court's analysis. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how these cases connect to your property, check the authority library in your report.